Welcome to Tech Mobility Topics.
Okay, here's an odd question for you. What do you do when there's more renewable energy available to the electrical grid than demand for electricity? Would you believe, of all the places on the earth, that is a problem in California right now? They call it the duck curve. There are so many residential solar panel installations in California that there are some days where in the middle of the day, power consumption is almost zero across the grid because everybody's getting their power from their solar power grids. You only need it in the morning and the late afternoon. There's so much power on some days that the grid can't take it all. So they literally waste the power. I want that to sink in. California, right now, generates enough or exactly more. And this is not the utilities. This is individual residential folk with their installations. And in like most communities around the country, they have laws that encourage them to install this stuff, and any excess power they sell to the grid, and usually the grid's got to buy it. Notice I said usually. Because of the duck curve, because there are days and times of the day when no matter what, they can't use it, California switched to something called net metering. So let me give you the difference. Since the 1990s, California had been paying owners of rooftop solar panels when they export their energy to the grid. That meant rooftop solar owners got 20 to 30 cents per every kilowatt hour electricity that they dispatch, which is pretty good money considering. Last year, though, the state changed the system. It's now known as net metering, and now only compensates new solar panel owners for how much their power is worth to the grid at that time. In the spring, when the duck curve is deepest, that number can dip close to zero. That means that I have maybe 2 or 3 kilowatts to sell. I got no takers. They don't want it. They don't need it. I can give it to them, but I ain't going to get none for it. As usual, the cost, the money, is what's going to drive this thing. But I can probably hear you in the background yelling and screaming, said, well, what about EVs? And what about all this thing we heard about the grid needing all this electrical power? California, get it together. What's the problem? Yeah, California, what is the problem? You know, home of Enron. Everybody's forgot about that 24 years ago when all that manipulation of the electrical markets caused blackouts and brownouts and all that. Same California. Now we're looking statewide, on some days, a surplus of electrical available power to the grid that the grid cannot absorb. Now, if you are as savvy, and you've got to be because you're listening to this program, so I know you are, you should be saying almost in unison, Ken, what about stationary energy storage? Wouldn't that make sense for the utilities on those days when they have the duck curve, when there is more power available than demand for power, that they would sell this and put it into big installations of energy storage batteries? Wouldn't that make sense? And you would be right. Case in point, Western Australia, about 7 years ago, when Elon Musk and Tesla said to Western Australia, we will build renewable energy and we will build it in such a way where we'll be able to store massive amounts of this. So when the wind doesn't blow, you will still have electric power. And if we can't up the percentage of available electricity to everybody, you don't have to pay us. Needless to say, they paid them because Tesla invested in their power banks and had huge installations of electrical energy storage systems. This is common sense to me. Said, okay, maybe you can't use the power, but doggone it, I want to store this stuff. I'm going to buy it because I'll be able to have it when I need it, when the sun's not out, when there's bad weather, whenever, and I can release it back into the grid as I need it. This is the magic and the missing part of the secret sauce when it comes to renewable energy, because you cannot predict when the wind's going to blow, when the sun's going to shine. You can, however, mitigate those periods by, when it's available, buying as much of it as you can and storing it. There's many different electrical storage systems that you can invest in. And then you just build capacity and transmission lines to get it there, whether they're neighborhood built or community built. I could see applications of both. Now, what blows my mind here is that this is the state with Pacific Gas and Electric. They've had a love-hate relationship with fire, with disaster, with pipelines, and forward-thinking with microgrids. We just talked about last week. If, in the case of PG&E, you got all this extra power, why isn't PG&E building, investing in, and expanding on farms of energy storage systems to divert all this power that's available into this to be available to the grid, kind of like a additional power plant as needed? You know, I read this and I'm just like incredulous. I'm like, this is common sense. This is common sense, people. Now, because they went to net metering, the changes sparked a huge backlash from Californians and rooftop solar companies, which say their businesses are flagging. Indeed, this consultancy called Wood Mackenzie predicts that California residential solar installations this year will fall by about 40%. Some state politicians are now trying to reverse the net metering rule. That's not the answer. The answer is maybe give some additional incentives to the power companies, to the grid companies in California to build energy storage farms, to buy this energy anyway and store it in a farm. Maybe it's at a different rate than, you know, going straight into the grid, but it'd be more than zero and everybody would win. It makes no sense in today's world with the aging transmission facilities we've got and the need to decarbonize, to be building new plants, whether they're natural gas powered or whatever. We've got solar power, we've got wind. Why aren't we expanding using more energy storage farms, energy storage systems? You can kill two birds with one stone. Number one, battery packs that are no longer suitable for EVs can be repurposed to do this. You don't even have to build these. Just put them together. And some people have actually made them portable and built like a container using a container from a container ship and put battery stacks of batteries in them with proper battery management and cooling to have portable power anywhere. Green power. This makes so much sense. You know, and they do say this at the end of the article, that they're selling power to nearby states and planning to install additional storage and batteries to hold solar power till later in the afternoon and add transmission lines. Duh. That to me is common sense, but I sure as heck would not turn my back on available power when generated. I just need to store it. That would be the reasonable thing to do, at least in my estimation. We are the Tech Mobility Show. To learn more about the Tech Mobility Show, start by visiting our website. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. The website is a treasure trove of information about me and the show, as well as where to find it on the radio across the country. Keep up with the happenings at the Tech Mobility Show by visiting techmobility.show. That's techmobility.show. You can also drop us a line at talk@techmobility.show. Did you know that Tech Mobility has a YouTube channel? Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. Each week, I upload a few short videos of some of the hot topics that I cover during my weekly radio program. I've designed these videos to be informative and entertaining. It's another way to keep up on current mobility and technology news and information. Be sure to watch, like, and subscribe to my channel. That's the Tech Mobility Show on YouTube. Check it out.
Are you tired of juggling multiple apps and platforms for meetings, webinars, and staying connected? Look no further than AONMeetings.com, the all-in-one browser-based platform that does it all. With AON Meetings, you can effortlessly communicate with clients, host virtual meetings and webinars, and stay in touch with family and friends, all in one place and for one price. Here's the best part. You can enjoy a 30-day free trial. It's time to simplify your life and boost your productivity. AONMeetings.com, where innovation meets connection. Get started today and revolutionize the way you communicate.
Social media is the place to be these days, and we're no exception. I'm Ken Chester of the Tech Mobility Show. If you enjoy my program, then you will also enjoy my weekly Instagram videos. From the latest vehicle reviews to timely commentary on a variety of mobility and technology-related topics, these short features are designed to inform and delight you. Be sure to watch, like, and follow us on Instagram. You can find us by typing the Tech Mobility Show in the search bar.